Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé as Gilg Merach.
Shodu Kleine Gael, as she mahatna say, Shuish Altacha. Hello and welcome to this programme, which is called Kleine Gael. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell about Bobby Bob?
And in Kleine Gael, I'll be sharing some parts with you in the English language, as Nim Rhein Eriu Arnon Elias a Gilg, and I'll be sharing with you some other parts in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Durish, we're coming rapidly to the end of William Kinnish's autobiographical poem, Mona's Isle, published in 1844, the title poem of his collection, Mona's Isle and Other Poems. So we'll continue in poetic vein at least this time round. To skil elia ein for skutse verleg Margaret Dakin, to nabenshen as Brisbane on stolo of Enrains in Australia. Ach, a chitshaw and el shen bent in rishaskil ton. Ten fershaw en mesich Vanessa. Last time we heard Norwegian singer Margit Mir, who took part in the Norwegian Manx project. She leads the way here, and then she's joined by Ruth Keggin. After that we hear the Hardanger fiddle of Erlend Arneset, the fiddle of Tom Collister, and the keyboards of David Kilgallen, as we take a Nordic brunch. Tashu geistjach rish radio vanning, stashun den ashun, skeljena wash dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Adieu, 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 du ta leido. Salut, adieu, 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 ta titu, adieu, rodeo. Salut, adieu, 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 du ta leido. Salut, adieu, 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 ta titu, adieu, rodeo. Ta yum du ta leido, sa yum du ta leidi, ta yum du ta leito, sa yum du ta leidi, ta yum. Yum ta di du a di na ru di o ta lu a di u a di u a di u a di yum du ta le do ta lu a di u a di u a di u a di yum ta di du a di na ru di o ta lu a di u a di u a di u a di yum du ta le do ta lu a di u a di u a di u a di yum ta di du a di na ru di o sa yum du ta le do sa yum du ta le di na yum du
Thank you.
나루 디어 다이다드레이더 생윤 두 다드레이디 생윤 두 다드레이더 생윤 두 다드레이디 생윤 다리루 아래 나루 디어 다이다드레이더 생윤 두 다드레이디 생윤 두 나루 디어
The Norwegian Manx Project. Canto 3 of William Kynish's Mona's Isle has brought us into the throes of winter. In the autumn, the farming folk round the Corney in Macheld had enjoyed the singing of Nikiri Fo Niachta, the sheep under the snow. But the winter brings that snow, and the sheep, it seems, are the unlucky ones yet again. When dark December crowns the wintry scene, and stormy winds, most bitterly and keen, rush o'er the lofty heights and plains below, and fill the nooks with heaps of drifting snow, where Highland sheep in vain some shelter seek from the fierce storm that sweeps the mountain bleak. The threatening aspect opening on the sight proclaims the coming of a dismal night. The lowland beasts forsake the cheerless field, which neither food nor shelter now doth yield, by instinct, and by frequent custom led, to seek their fodder neath the sheltering shed. Famiber mui ons nostregen tre hure mi, solach, fritlagach, leistarvich, as mish gi as coir ruster, as cadla, baller bi vacaed au feddon cool che. Chasem sern na ve ginnu sa tred shen, na rau soiljit ach dam all, an ni garach a shen, ach, se von deis dau e, erno draw i gol chimajim, as renne cor lesbi tai. Na gin smunion a sens an ach niau chaat, se dynia on a roi leshen. Harau a djurkel rish veg vorm, ar limajay shesach, as harau i shir a shen neg a hosach, Harawe giriach de hoel cyrael jim. De chor bidaw as de chor cedaw de chrogl sws rish. Fyddi de raw mi cyrchinach ach de fen jail mi hun, sain daw gre de raw ryw mon y cem sy teil sio. The Scorff is a river that rises in Morbihan in Brittany and joins the river Blavid at Lorient. Les Ours du Scorff, the Bears of Scorff, is a group based round the voices of Gilbert Bourdin and Laurent Juin.
Cette pommier qui fleurit, qui boutonne, le genre là où est cette pommier qui fleurit, qui boutonne,
genre là où est cette pommier qui fleurit, qui boutonne, genre là où est cette pommier qui fleurit, qui boutonne,
qui fleurit, ce qui boutonne, qui ne ramène jamais la pomme, dansons, abdissons, ce pommier, ce pommier, dansons, abdissons, ce pommier, genre là où,
dansons, abdissons, ce pommier, ce pommier, dansons, abdissons, ce pommier, genre là où,
genre là où est cette pommier qui fleurit, qui boutonne, le genre là où est cette pommier qui fleurit, qui boutonne,
genre là où est cette pommier qui fleurit, qui boutonne.
Qui fleurit ce qui boutonne, qui ne ramène jamais le pomme, dansons, abdissons sous le pommier, dansons, abdissons sous le pommier, genre là.
Dansons, abdissons sous le pommier, dansons, abdissons sous le pommier, genre là. Dansons, abdissons sous le pommier, genre là.
Genre là où cinq pommiers qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent, le genre là où cinq pommiers qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent,
genre là où cinq pommiers qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent, genre là où cinq pommiers qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent,
qui fleurit ce qui boutonne, qui ne ramène jamais le pomme, dansons.
Dansons, abdissons sous le panier, dansons, abdissons sous le panier, genre là. Dansons, abdissons sous le panier, dansons, abdissons sous le panier, genre là.
Pommier qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent, le genre là où trois pommiers qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent,
genre là où trois pommiers qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent, genre là où trois pommiers qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent,
genre là où trois pommiers qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent,
genre là où trois pommiers qui fleurissent, qui boutonnent,
panier qui fleurissent qui boutonne.
Qui fleurissent qui boutonne, qui ne ramène jamais le pomme. Dansons, abrissons sous le panier, dansons, abrissons sous le panier, à genre d'eau.
Dansons, abrissons sous le panier, dansons, abrissons sous le panier, à genre d'eau.
Genre d'eau de panier qui fleurissent qui boutonne. Genre d'eau de panier qui fleurissent qui boutonne.
Genre d'eau de panier qui fleurissent qui boutonne. Genre d'eau de panier qui fleurissent qui boutonne.
Qui fleurissent qui boutonne, qui ne ramène jamais de pomme. Dansons, abrissons sous le panier, dansons, abrissons sous le panier, à genre d'eau.
Dansons, abrissons sous le panier, sous le panier, dansons, abrissons sous le panier, à genre d'eau.
Qui fleurit qui boutonne, le genre d'awa, pommier qui fleurit qui boutonne.
Genre d'awa, pommier qui fleurit qui boutonne. Genre d'awa, pommier qui fleurit qui boutonne.
Qui fleurit et qui boutonne, qui ne ramène jamais la pomme. Dansons, abrissons sous pommier, dansons, abrissons sous pommier, à genre d'eau.
Dansons, abrissons sous pommier, sous pommier, dansons, abrissons sous pommier, à genre d'eau.
Dansons, abrissons sous pommier, dansons, abrissons sous pommier, à genre d'eau.
Dansons, abrissons sous pommier.
Les Heures du Scorff and the song Jean Renaud à sept pommiers. Haraouriou enne mermaer, as haraou me voir veg na cherna vi kerel. Viriou cor lesh tai, tjori enyach tjori erbi. Fe yera, renni goller sul lesh ferjau, chouds fe mish fos eg de lour. Fe mish as na firelia fegit as tregit, the yinu dingen heen. As mocha de lure wrenchin scara vi Michaelia, na share de chos na kujern in son heen uns na stregin grey na kuna skadawach shen, henk de lea de vein in all. Och, ve form de lege in a ginnach pecher be getting a variach orm. Ren mi kagerish pecher be hug abis en, lesh ingnen, chomas lesh figlen, as hoor mi scriben fooltach ma freger taunis. The cattle and other farm animals that are used to the lower ground are also used to being brought under shelter in the farm buildings. More favoured they than sheep within the dell, which to find shelter have been led as well, for they no covering have between earth and sky, but doomed by fate beneath the snow to die. Though long ere morn dispelled the nightly shade, the husbandmen towards the mountain wade through heaps of snow with their long probing poles. And here William Kinnish provides a footnote about those poles. The poles are used for two purposes. First, to aid the peasants to wade through the snow, and secondly, to probe for the sheep when the drifting snow has covered the holes made by their breath. The husbandmen towards the mountain wade through heaps of snow with their long probing poles, whilst Fly directs them to their breathing holes. And Fly is one of the Kinnish farm dogs. Some years ago, the Isle of Music Festival welcomed harp player Moira na Chachasi and guitar player Chris Newman. Here they are to play The Humours of Ballylochlin. Thank you. The Double Jig, the humours of Ballylochlin. Guitarist Chris Newman for some time used to accompany chorus singer Brenda Wootton, but there he was with Irish harp player Moira na hÉirí. Stasiún an asiún dan é seo Radio Vanning, a seo diú Clann Ag Éil. Seo Robert Cotín Carswell mis, Robert a Cars Lachmata.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
The farmers and the men are following the farm dog, Fly, as he sniffs about to try to detect the signs of the sheep buried in the snow. Fly directs them to their breathing holes, with many a bark along the wasteful plain, where desolation now appears to reign. But oft in vain he traces every track along the snow, and then returning back towards his master with a mournful look, as if to say, "They've perished in the nook, no holes I've found ere the sun did rise." Thus could be traced his meaning in his eyes. Both swains and dog now from the search retire, and bear the dismal tidings to the sire, who would with manly resignation say, "The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. He rules the fate of flocks on hill and plain, and all that this round earth and sea contain. Eternal space his empire and his throne, his wisdom based on sacred truth alone. 'Tis but a loss to us in worldly sense." She another macoirish novelmi genusus cummer o elen. Cron ermustroin is cobbl de fígl cailtem. Ren mi siadw nai de chulio rid hencons ma red. Tre ren eisen chit hum hojach. Ta mi creel de ren mi goel cesbyd yn gawr y drwma. Ta sena sieliam ach ulliw na ffair yn ffyrd ach ren mi insach as y feem. Fodd i draw air ar y honnach. Fe riw gre fy nesarwm. Smaid y lŵr dwst yn enym sien. Nish, chynel cwnion yr bi em, raw enym yr bi elio orym. Sgont y cwnion em er y chan fe sien, roes mae'r enig gol mis diachs y tai ega. Henge mach draw i coreb er corn y chwl ben eniach yn ei hosi sien, as draw i fe mwy y sgŵr, gol mae gyrt yn y tai yn os, as na diach is diachs y tred aglach sien, och dy yn o mŵn. We heard Moira na hÉirí and Chris Newman recorded on a tour through the Highlands of Scotland. We're off to Scotland now for a song in Scottish Gaelic, with the voices of Ailey MacKenzie, Christine Primrose and Arthur Cormac, with music by Blair Douglas and Alison Kinnaird, and they're known collectively as Mac Talla. Ilian Bihi Sundach, boys, be happy.
Oh,
a jolly enough song, but the spirit of it is, boys, be happy. Even though you're being forced to emigrate, things can only get better. And that was the Scottish group MacTalla. Ach, ni aishen as ulyu, sech oil vashen mahon heen. Chanele de fear dunya ta courage dun joch. Te beche de cune as de shieltach. As te gul mach as the start ega jilun just jahenia. Te gul stein an ag eim a visse gyara fear ag an gyara siacht an shen ulyu. Tashin urgit de veolach rishach bechi de saur de lur. Chanel sin ach cawn o faster an bega cujach les joch che as gyan ar a chelvish na kirtan. Tan raich er ega as da mis saishis fagas de as goel soilio jyn chas ega. Te da kinjach rai na clairn, sports on a chud smu, cushion an le, skeel an kimias, na rydyn na smilish deniad, ta tigl. Ach, scumal iam, se ulyu a ryd cheddin dus. Thomas Kinnish, William's father, places his faith in God. "'Tis but a loss to us in worldly sense," says Thomas, "which the good Lord will kindly recompense, if we to do his will our best essay, and strictly venerate the Sabbath day. Our loss to us will surely be repaid. For once the holy bard of Israel said, I have been young, now hoary is my head, yet have not seen the righteous beg their bread. Then let us trust, when this our trouble's past, like patient Job, to be more blessed at last. Such, remembers William Kinnish, was the law the Manxmen taught their sons, and such the vein that through their manners runs, where'er they roam throughout this world of care, they still are first in others' woe to share. Oh, pure religion, much we owe to thee, when thus we thy perfection early see, displayed in truth without a tinge of guile, for what like thee life's cares can reconcile? John Bolitho was a grand bard of Gorseth Cernow for a time, and his sudden death was quite a shock. Here he sings in English, a version of a song which is found here in the island, in fact, as well. It's called simply Nancy.
Nancy, pretty Nancy, where have you been? Have you been up to England to speak with the Queen? Did you go by the light that the gorse flower shines? Did you tell her the tale of our dark crumbling mines? Nancy, pretty Nancy, what springs in the sky? What laughter and love in your innocent eye? What wonder and joy at the birds flying by? As the wind on the granite bids winter goodbye. Nancy, pretty Nancy, where have you been? Have you been up to England to speak with the Queen? Did you go by the light that the gorse flower shines? Did you tell her the tale of her dark crumbling mines? Nancy, pretty Nancy, where shall you go? Over the ocean so wide and so slow, to land on strange shores, strange bridges to burn. Will strange feelings, strange voices sing homeward return? Nancy, pretty Nancy, where have you been? Have you been up to England to speak with the Queen? Did you go by the light that the gorse flower shines? Did you tell her the tale of her dark crumbling mines? Nancy, pretty Nancy, what do you say? Will we stand our ground proudly and wonder all stay? Shoulder our grief till our anger's at rest, and cradle this land to our rebellion. joyous breast. Nancy, pretty Nancy, where have you been? Have you been up to England to speak with the Queen? Did you go by the light that the gorse flower shines? Did you tell her the tale of our dark, crumbling minds?
John Bolitho, a thorough Cornish gentleman, greatly missed. It was on that Christian philosophical note that William Kinnish brings to an end his poem Mona's Isle, based on his recollections of home life at the Corney in Machall while serving in the Royal Navy. In the Royal Navy, William Kinnish had developed a number of useful inventions which had earned him a gold medal and an award of £100. When he returned to the island after 20 years, he set up a school in Ballasalla, but he was financially unsuccessful, even serving some time in the debtors' prison in Castle Rushen. Subsequently, he and his family emigrated to New York. This book of his poetry that we're looking at was published in 1844. So, in another poem, which is called The Manxman's Farewell, he's writing in retrospect about having left the island to join the Royal Navy in 1820 or 21. But, of course, we know from his life story that it also presages the course of his future life. Na cuirtin te braach jim creta mi ave juno solai. Ach te jin na veli burich na vel mi salgach amach ridin ro vachtal. Sain dau goirish na vel mi litsirach da lúr. Ta mi jinu shiga da vel na jistin folam. Ta mi rauel magitza gair a beggan jin ar na ushigan as na folianin. Ta mi goil snap. Ta mi goil cereil jema ingnan. Shennan veem. Ach, chanel mi chitta vei brioil da fyr der a teishan chittai. As te jean de veli buiach de gedden maach de vel mi on. Te lotrum, ginch dau naiach de nulliu a le shen. Ach rau mi riu ro vail eis gon. Sailiam de vodam goil arn smu on. Ciet de rau, gau i taiach der tenach den mui de han maach. Gain a tri chiedan sa chachtan. Seamus Ennis was born in 1919, went on to become a musician, singer, collector of songs, a collector of tunes and folklore, as well as a considerable raconteur. But he's perhaps best known for his playing of the Illian pipes. We'll be right back. Seamus Ennis playing the Illion Pipes. Tashu geistiach rish stashun an ashun radio vanin. A she clenig ailt an chleisho, merm pin, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Erliam drawi gol a shilia ben enyach. As rem mi saizig amach na rau mi kunt a monage. Tre henki de valia va mi began fur a skelemach. De instot te nirinja va mi began e dolach. And she be renatration lyer sul the lea. As tashin and yis corsha bur be rish at a carriage. Well, ten an yis din chit the vein a shinna as the smell ye. Och ve lurg a tacher chen, the ren me reich at the chor eber chitness neither day. Yinnins chit day, vi chow hulu jay, chouds vi sai shis a carriage, as nudriger and a gilchenegger. Na kyrten chouds was in sai and shen, kujach, yinnen shina mach de fechach, as benten rishalauege the mean. A man in ach dui from the clay now is trogich, begins William Kinnish on his A Manxman's Farewell, and he translates that line as, a true Manxman bred from the cradle. A man in ach dui from the clay now is trogich, close by the foot of the bridge of Cornay, whose keystone was fixed in the year I was rugged. And here there's another note to say that rugged means born. William Kinnish's birth came in 1799, and he was born in a cottage just below the then newly built Corney Bridge, which is, as he says, 3.5 miles from the town of Romsey. In this rural spot at the foot of the mountain, I passed the gay morn of my life's checkered day, alike when December in ice bound each fountain, or flowers sprung forth at the mild breath of May. To me seemed my cot and the green fields around it the whole of vast nature's dominion below, though oft the blue ether that archingly bound it caused many conjectures its nature to know. A tune now by Charles William Murphy, 1870 to 1913, man from Manchester, died in Blackpool, so very much northwest. And the lyrics were written in 1908 by Will Letters, about whom I've not been able to find any information. I thought this well-known version might have been based on a song set in Ireland, mainly for the American market, but it was the original Manx setting that was adapted to an Irish one performance there. And this is, of course, Florrie Ford.
Anybody here see Kelly?
Florrie Ford and her great hit, Has Anybody Here Seen Kelly? William Kinnish describes an idyllic childhood. In a circle of joy each moment passed daily, as freely I roved the green meadows or cairn, and a note here tells us that cairn was the name of a field. And, he says, sang in my own native language so gaily, the Cirifoniachta o Mullacharaine. Well, these two songs were obviously very significant for him, because he's described their being sung in Mona's Isle. But ah, he says, cruel fate in her freak had designed me to traverse the regions of old Mother Earth and leave my dear Manin with sorrow behind me, the home of my fathers, the land of my birth. Full well I remember that day yet with sorrow, when first from my own Manin Veen I did stray, and when I beheld her high cliffs on the morrow, fast sinking below the blue waves far away, I thought on my parents, who fondly caressed me, and soothed all my sorrows in childhood's fond years. Esh, yinach e munga, struga machion the meal. A sen ol yuva fe, mine air, Tommy Shilton. Either I will gau me toyacht er fagale liaviem as a cosnus jack liorishin. Viden malai un shen, geistjach rishis trenucha, vachit the mean vike chow egger liabi, as na kirtan, yinen shina mach as co broad beg day. A charaui burra me uns firnis. Charau me och giri, derau na gonem de chorfis day, derau graiem ersen gin conent. Och er liam de wel fysseg eis en. Tret as in den saai kujach son ni, as te struge me chion, as te mi benten de miel rys je lau, ta mi sien a maag as minuche, as ta mi genachten masoolien glade chit de vee keel. Last time we heard Welsh band Bran with Nest Howell on vocals and keyboard. In 1979, Nest won the Cairn in Gymru, the Song for Wales song competition, with a song written by Arvon Wynne. In 2002, Nest's daughter, Ellen Fleer, as a 17-year-old, won the same competition, with the song Harbour Diogel, also written by Arvon Wynne.
Bye.
Ellen Fleer with the band Ermoniers. Moniers is a name for people from Ynysmon, the Isle of Anglesey. And among them, playing lead guitar, was the writer of the song Harbwr Diogel, Arfon Wyn, who was here for Ynchroniach a couple of times leading the band Pererin. Eish tamions firnius, cronen les tarnius. As tan fama nem gol tayach de mol leista huggers vai. As chanel shen, din a wiste talu na kalien, na chaura de vel ket corri. Here, though, William Kinnish reveals that his leaving wasn't just a yearning for the sea and adventure, because he recalls, "And love unrequited, that pang which distressed me and forced me away from my island in tears. What language can picture my heartfelt emotion as flew the gay bark o'er the white foaming swell when I sighed to the breeze in my silent devotion? My Manin, my own Manin Veen, fare thee well." Many young instrumentalists in the island these days love to perform a piece called Looking at a Rainbow Through a Dirty Window. And that was brought to the island by its composer, flute player Callum Stewart, when he came to play at Shanachis Dhu. It was here that he met up with Breton guitar player Heike Burgo, leading Kiki Eleketu at that time. And Callum and Heike have gone on to form an international musical partnership. We'll finish with the title track from their album, which they came to launch in Ramsey at Shanachis Dhu a few years ago. It's called Hunter's Moon. Ach, nish, shene, was Clairnagale a chiat shaw. Until the next edition of Clairnagale, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Owl Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eva Machrieriu, as Orsalier, as Mayerian shared you.